So, Aman, you've got a patient who's got a bunch of positive nodes. Are you comfortable with the ALTO trial that she might not get trastuzumab?
If there is a lapatinib on, I personally would have no reservation, because I personally think that that drug, at least in the setting which we have the information, it shows substantial antitumor activity even in the Herceptin-resistant patient population.
Paul?
I'm extremely pleased that Aman gave that answer, because it reminds me of the ATAC trial when it was designed and initiated. Tamoxifen was abandoned completely as the five-year adjuvant therapy and replaced by anastrozole, and a third arm was anastrozole plus tamoxifen. At the time, there had never been a patient treated in first-line therapy with metastatic disease with anastrozole. Secondly, there had never been a human being treated with a combination of anastrozole and tamoxifen. So a 9,000-patient trial was initiated in 1997 where the standard of care was abandoned in favor of a novel therapy based on a class effect. And that's what Aphrodite is. You're taking lapatinib, that it's another anti-HER2 therapy. And I think this is correct. It speaks to Rowan's point. If you try to reinvent the wheel for each and every single scenario with novel agents in a class or whatever, you're going to really slow down the rate of discovery. So I concur with Aman's answer exactly.
Brian?
I have no problems with the Aphrodite ALTO arm. In fact, Kathy will tell you I was one of those that argued in the initial conference calls in favor of the lapatinib alone arm.